So yeah, Decoding the Devil Part 2. So what happens is the devil has a script, just like God has a calling in your life, a will for you, a script for you to follow, your spiritual gift. The devil has a script that he's trying to write for your life as well. And a lot of stuff happens in your childhood that starts a pattern from the bloodline, right? So the bloodline pattern, the devil uses that. So if your dad was an alcoholic and your grandfather was an alcoholic, the only way you're going to break it is the blood, and also get saved under the blood. And also recognize it's a warfare. So you wrestle not against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6. Even though the flesh and blood is being used against you, people are being used, but they're being used because the devil has fooled them. So you can watch any kind of series, whether it's The Flash or any kind of superhero series, and you can see where The Flash, Jessica Jones, all these heroes, superheroes, they learn to they learn that the evil, like the narcissist, the evil people, that they're just controlled by the devil. And they can feel sorry for them in a way. Even though they're doing evil, they can feel sorry for them in a way. You don't feel sorry for the devil, but you can feel sorry for people, but have mercy. But you still have to have boundaries, you know? And so I'm watching that Jessica Jones series now, and I'm looking at how Kilgrave he was abused as a child. They were experimenting on him and made him that way. That's what I've discerned so far. But anyway, they made him that way, and he's not going to change. But Jessica Jones acts like she can help him see the light or whatever, but it's not going to happen. But even though he's not going to change, the devil took him over, right? And so that's just like the Antichrist. And people who are caught up in the world, the flesh, prior life, they justify in their mind. I've watched them. They justify in their mind doing wrong or evil just because they do. They just justify it. We've all justified it when we do wrong until God, the Holy Spirit, convicts us and he shows you, hey, why'd you do that? And you kind of fall down on your face and say, I was justifying evil. And then you repent. And so you can have compassion, because everybody, the heart is deceitfully wicked. Everybody has the old Adam. When you get born again, you get a new heart. But you still have to fight against the old Adam. And so as you're rising up out of the old Adam into the new Adam, the people around you who don't even know there's an old Adam, they're in it, but they don't know they're in it. Those are the ones trying to pull you back into the old Adam. And so what you do is you set up boundaries and bubbles, because you know they're not free, they're slaves. And you can't yoke up with a slave because you're a free man. The free man, or the free woman, the born-again free woman, she cannot, he or she cannot yoke up with those in bondage, slaves to the devil, because it won't work. You're free. They think different than us. They think like a slave. You think like a free man. Free man on the land. You might not be free in the physical realm, but you're free in the spirit realm.